Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
8 days, 8 days since the shepherds came running down from the hills with their impossible story. 8 days since angels filled the sky, or so they claimed. The census officials left 3 days ago. Flavius and his ledgers gone back to wherever Romans go when they've finished counting us. The crowds thinned after that. Families returning home. Merchants moving on. The inn slowly becoming ours again. But not entirely ours. Mary and Joseph stayed. The cave that had been an emergency became a home. Temporary but real. Simon offered them a room once space opened up, but Mary said no. She said the cave felt right. Safe, hidden. I visited them every day, brought food, helped with the baby, watched Mary recover her strength. The other guests talked, of course. Word of the shepherd's visit had spread through the inn like fire, and the men wouldn't stop sharing their story. Some believed every word. Ruth, most of all. She spent hours sitting with Mary, asking questions, drinking in every detail. Others were skeptical. Bartholomew kept making jokes about sheep madness and hill country wine. Others couldn't agree on whether angels were real or metaphorical. And me? I knew what I had felt in that cave, what I had seen in those shepherds' faces, what I saw every time I looked at that child. Something beyond explanation. This morning they prepared to leave. You're certain you're strong enough?
I've rested 8 days and we have the donkey.
The law requires the dedication on the 40th day, but the circumcision must happen now. Today.
And you're going all the way to Jerusalem? There are priests in Bethlehem who could...
This child will be dedicated in the temple, in Jerusalem, where God promised to dwell.
We'll be back by nightfall, or tomorrow at the latest.
Then I'm coming with you.
That's not necessary.
Mary is 8 days past childbirth. The roads are still crowded with census travellers. You'll need help with the baby. Besides, I've never seen a dedication at the temple, only heard about them.
You want to see what happens?
I want to understand what happened that night, what the shepherds saw. I need to know if it was real, if there's more.
Then come, maybe you'll find what you're looking for.
Leah, where are you off to?
Jerusalem. I'll be back tonight, tomorrow at the latest.
Jerusalem? Leah, the inn.
Can survive one day without me. Trust me, I need to do this.
Be careful.
Always. Six miles to Jerusalem. Mary rode the donkey, the baby in her arms, while Joseph and I walked alongside. We stopped often to let her feed the child, to rest in the shade. By midday, we saw it, rising above the hills like a second sun.
Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us alive, sustained us, and brought us to this moment, to your dwelling place.
To your
I rejoiced when they said to me,
let us go to the house of the Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts.
This is the gate of the Lord.
The righteous shall enter through.
I'd been once before as a girl,
I'd forgotten how enormous it was, how loud, how busy with commerce and sacrifice and prayer all tangled together.
We need to find a priest, present the sacrifice, then the dedication.
Joseph stops. An old man approaches them, moving against the flow of traffic, his eyes fixed on Mary and the baby. We would find out later that this was Simeon, ancient, frail, but with eyes burning with intensity.
Please wait, wait.
Can we help you, Father?
The child. Let me see the child.
Father, who are you?
My name is Simeon. I have served in this temple for longer than you have been alive, and the Holy Spirit promised me, that I would not die until I had seen the Lord's anointed. Please, let me hold him.
I have waited through the seasons, watched the decades fade away. Looking, hoping, waiting, praying it won't be my final day. For you promised I would see him before my eyes grew dim. Now I hold the world's salvation cradled here within my limbs. So now I can go
in peace.
My eyes have seen your glory.
I have beheld your grace. My waiting finds its end. Now I can go! Now I can go!
The broken world soon will mend. Now I can go!
Treasure every moment with him, daughter. Every single one.
Before we can absorb what happened, another figure approached. Anna, an elderly prophetess, tiny and bent, but sharp-eyed.
Simeon is not the only one who has been waiting. 84 years old, 60 years in this temple, praying for the redemption of Israel. And here it is. Here he is. All you who have been waiting for Jerusalem's redemption, look. The promise is fulfilled. The Messiah has come.
What did she say?
It's the old woman. Did she say the Messiah?
What's going on over there?
We should go now.
Yes, we should. The Roman. You knew him?
Flavius. He was the chief census official at the inn. He asked questions about the night the shepherds came.
What kind of questions?
About the disturbance, the talk of angels, the child born in the cave. He said Rome has no interest in Jewish religious disputes, but great interest in anything that might destabilize the province.
Kings, messiahs, saviors, dangerous words.
What do we do?
We go back to Bethlehem. We keep our heads down. And we wait for guidance.
Guidance from whom?
The same one who has guided us this far.
We returned to Bethlehem that evening. Mary and Joseph went back to the cave. I went back to the inn, to Simon, to the ordinary business of ordinary life. But nothing felt ordinary anymore. Two witnesses, Simeon and Anna. Strangers who had never met Mary, never spoken to the shepherds. And yet they looked at that child and knew. I couldn't explain it away anymore. Couldn't tell myself it was coincidence or wishful thinking or shepherd madness. Something was happening, Something had begun in that cave 8 days ago, and it was rippling outward, touching shepherds and prophets and census officials, touching me. And Flavius had seen it too. I didn't know what that meant yet, but I knew it wasn't good. The waiting was over. The child had come. But the story, the danger, the wonder, the sword that would pierce Mary's soul was only beginning.
To be continued.